This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many colleges and universities are worried about a proposal from the Department of Education. It would create a national database of student records and information. The goal? To monitor tuition, graduation rates, and other measures of a college's performance. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, colleges are concerned that the government won't be able to guarantee the privacy of student records.
Catherine Haley Will has been a professor of Victorian literature, a college provost, president of Whittier College in California, and for the past year, president of Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania.
Would you like my social security number? I refuse.
We could, of course, learn a lot more about Catherine Haley Will if we had her social security number. That's the idea behind a proposed data collection system with which the U.S. Education Department could track nearly 17 million college students. Each file would include social security number, birth date, address, college courses, credits earned, expected graduation date, degree program, race, ethnicity, sex, financial aid. Again, Catherine Haley Will.
I am very concerned, a number of my colleagues are very concerned, about the creation of what would be a mammoth database of very specific information about college students linked to their social security number, and we haven't been given a compelling reason why such a database should be created.
Small private colleges like Gettysburg are the most opposed to the idea. Larger public institutions are open-minded about it because, in fact, the data could actually make them look better. Currently, the U.S. Education Department collects enrollment figures, graduation rates, completions by major, staff and faculty salaries, student financial aid, and the cost of attending an institution, but it's aggregate data.
So it's a very incomplete system in terms of providing data at the institution level on how successful an institution is in fulfilling its mission.
That's Dr. Russ Whitehurst, acting commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics. He says Americans are spending over $300 billion a year on higher education without really knowing what they're getting. The new tracking system would provide members of Congress and policymakers what they've been clamoring for years: more detailed data on individual students, how many are graduating, how long it's taking them, and how much they're paying for their college education. What the U.S. Education Department would have no control over is the possibility that the new tracking system could be linked to driver's licenses, employment data, criminal records.
My biggest concern is what happens to this database.
Salvatore Ciolino is director of institutional analysis at Gettysburg College.
It's not going to expire. Poof, it's gone out of the systems. This database is going to be alive, residing on somebody's computer. Who cares for it in 5, 10, 15, or 20 years? Could the information be used to cross-reference with the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Could the information be used to cross-reference against Internal Revenue? Could it be used for other purposes?
Ciolino says he's asked U.S. Education Department officials these questions.
And the response was they couldn't guarantee how the information would be used in the future. They could only speak to how they intend to use it now.
Right now, colleges are prohibited by law from releasing individual records without the student's permission, even to parents. So if Congress moves to collect individual student data, it may have to rewrite federal privacy laws to do it. Again, Russ Whitehurst of the National Center for Education Statistics.
There's always a trade-off between the collection of information and privacy, and it will be up to policymakers and Congress to determine whether this trade-off is a worthwhile one or whether it is not.
Whether this idea moves forward or not, the pressure on colleges to gather data on individual students is unlikely to subside. Already, 39 states have record-keeping systems that track students, monitor how long it takes them to graduate, and what they're paying for college. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.